The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Just recently, I saw an advertisement for Catholics for the ordination of women. You can find Catholics for choice. You can find Catholics for same-sex marriage. You can find Catholics for just about anything. And I used to see those things and I'd get angry, right? I'd want to lash out. And honestly, it's gotten to the point where I just feel sorrow for them. But the reality is they've climbed over the fence. They've been deceived, and they're deceiving others. And they need our prayers. I don't judge them. In fact, I think most of them are well-intentioned people. But it's interesting that when a person fully dedicates their life to Christ, you recognize that that's the voice of a stranger. And sometimes people who aren't even theologically well-formed, they just go like, something's off there. Right? That's not the voice of the Lord. And you say, but gosh, our Lord doesn't speak to me. I don't have visions. You know, how do I know that I'm hearing Him? He speaks to us like anyone does. Right? The way that we communicate with one another is always in and through our bodies. Without our bodies, there is no communication. It's one of the primary reasons our Lord took a body, and not just His first body through the incarnation, but a mystical body, the church. And He always speaks in and through His body. And so we always hear His voice. We can always say, gosh, you know, is this what Jesus is saying to me or not? Let me go find out, what does the church teach on this? You know, and He always leads us. It's so beautiful. We never have to worry about being deceived. One of my favorite quotes from St. Augustine: "A man possesses the Holy Spirit to the extent of his love for Christ's church." I think Augustine would be okay with me adding, "A man possesses the Holy Spirit to the extent of his love and his obedience to Christ's church." Jesus and His church are one. Jesus and His church are one. There is no dichotomy between them.